Nice.
They say you go mad after a couple of days under this sun. Your skin cracks like a dry river and the buzzards pick out your eyes before you're dead. Chew! Oh, that it should come to this. Buried up to my neck in sand and about to slow bake under an American sun. Perhaps my dreams are toying with me once again. Or perhaps this isn't really happening. Pinch myself if I could. Shoo! Shoo! With one bound, our hero is free. That is the time that phrase has got me out of a hole. Not today, however. Still, I was taught to count my blessings whenever I can. At least I'm a head taller than most men. I thought I'd been dead hours ago. Still, it seems it's all to no avail. The game is up. I must make my peace and fearlessly decompose. I don't mind dying, but it's rather trying with a scorpion stuck up my nose. The demon makes safe little gardener, snowy white and drunk and a song. Spare them all such a fate. Sun and a slide rule. I just paused by the edge of this 5-foot deep hole to bottle course when some blighter crept up behind me and pushed me in.
What a rum do?
Well, whilst I was disoriented from the fall, he filled the hole in with sand and wandered off into the distance, muttering to himself in a sinister foreign accent.
What, you mean American?
No, Snowy, not that sort of foreign, the other sort.
Stone crust.
Precisely.
Well, did you get a good look at the geezer guard?
Clear as day. I'd know him anywhere. He had a hat.
Yeah, that's a right coincidence.
Why is that, Snowy?
Well, I landed next to this geezer what was fishing for bread.
Fishing for bread?
I asked him the way to the town, and he sent me off across the prairie towards this funny shimmery thing. He hadn't that and all. Mind you, he was definitely an American sort of foreigner. I'll give him what for if I see him again, and no mistake.
We must all keep our cracked, parched, putrescent upper lips as stiff as we're able. But I fear that in this heat and in our condition, our remaining time on this earth is short unless we can find shade.
Well, how are we going to do that, Gov? I can't see and you can't move.
My hat, Snowy. It provides all the shade and we need and enough for two in a crisis. It blew off my head when I fell in this hole. It's just out there somewhere.
All right, Gov, I'll do my best, yes. As always. Sorry, mate. I don't know, Gov. You buried up to your neck in sand and me blind and in rags, scrabbling about in the dirt. Well, that's life, I suppose.
It certainly is highly illustrative of the human condition.
Gov, it's very Samuel Beckett.
Samuel Beckett.
Yeah, Gov. Rhyming slang. Samuel Beckett, late modernist author and poet, friend and associate of James Joyce, graduate of Trinity College, Dublin. Troubling?
Yes, it is all very Samuel Beckett. Very Samuel Beckett. Have you found my hat yet?
Sorry, Gov.
Sorry, old chap. Sorry for losing my patience with you. I suppose there's nothing for it but with pluck to wait. Hope and with pluck wait.
Hope and with